A lot more employers are offering hybrid working these days, in part because they need to in order to attract and retain employees. But our next guest is offering something different, a four-day work week. It just started a few days ago. Jennifer Christie is the chief people officer at Bolt, which does technology for the checkout process online. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. So four-day work week, as I said, that sort of like takes it up a notch from just offering hybrid. What prompted this change?
Yes. Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me. Yes, at Bolt, we're not just looking to democratize commerce through one-click checkout. We're actually also looking to transform corporate culture. Do you know things like four-day work week are bolder steps than hybrid work that a lot of companies are working to? Because we really do think that we need to take bigger steps to make sure people are more productive and efficient in this way of working, but also making sure that we are avoiding the burnout that we keep hearing so much about.
So Jennifer, do you have to adjust employee pay because they're working fewer days?
No, we aren't. We aren't looking at it like we're going to try to cram 5 days into four. We actually are taking a step back and saying we are changing the way that we work. So in those 4 days, we're going to accomplish just as much and we're going to work just as hard, but we're going to be more effective in terms of how we use meetings. We're going to be more effective about our time. And we found that we did a survey from our pilot, and that's what our employees are saying. They can be more efficient and productive in those 4 days, so they can take a step back that fifth day.
Now, I'm curious also how many of your folks are working at home versus in the office as they do this 4 day work week, because, you know, I think that the productivity, well, we've heard it's sort of people dependent, right? Some people feel they're more productive at home. Some feel they're more productive in the office. So how is that enmeshed with the 4 day work week?
Yeah, so they're related, but not completely linked. So I would say most of our workforce at Bolt is working from home right now because of the pandemic and the situation we're currently in. As we move past this, we will be in more of a hybrid mode. We're going to offer that flexibility to our employees so they can work how they want to work. The four-day work week will be layered on top of that, though, and it's separate in that they will be able to manage their time and empower them to make those schedule changes that they need to, so they still are just working those four-day work weeks.
I mean, Jennifer, I guess what this suggests to me is people are, I mean, I'm not just saying at Bolt, but like people waste a lot of time during the day, I guess is what, you know, or if not waste a lot of time, right? That it's, you're not necessarily as focused consistently at the same level throughout the day as you could be. And maybe this kind of thing, it does encourage that focus. I don't know. How are you thinking about it?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we asked our employees about. You know, were you able to better prioritize? Were you able to better make use of your time during those 4 weeks? And I think because we're doing this at the company level, we have a shared language around it. And so people can say, you know, do we really need to have a meeting on that? Or can we exchange an email or a Slack on it? And people held each other accountable to that. So I do think we have more meetings that we need to have, and we focus on doing things that probably don't have the biggest impact. And that's what we encourage our people to do. Focus on things that have the biggest impact and use your time wisely.
How do you set up guardrails, Jennifer, to ensure people are actually working those 4 days? Or you know, let's put it, how do you ensure they just don't slack off at work?
Listen, that's an age-old problem, right? That's not something that's new. You know, hire the best people who are going to be focused on the mission. For us, it's, again, one-click checkout and transforming corporate culture. But hire the people that are going to work the right way and work for you, and keep your hand on the pulse of how things are going. You know, I said we did a survey after we ran our pilot. We're going to continue to keep our hand on the pulse and ask employees what's working and what's not working so we can continue to adjust and make this really successful.
In the case of Brian Sozzi, it would be keeping him to 4 days. We have to try and keep him from working 7 days here with us. But Jennifer, I also want to broaden out a little bit. There was an interesting story in the New York Times today that talked about how people in your role are really having to take on responsibilities that they never bargained for in this area of COVID. You know, crafting policies on vaccination, being the sort of police of that kind of those kinds of healthcare measures that you never had to deal with before. So how are you dealing with that at Bolt and coping with that sort of additional responsibility?
Listen, I think it's an amazing time for chief people officers these days. Yes, we have gotten into way more work than the typical HR function, but I think that's amazing. I think the fact that we are so focused on health and well-being of our employees, which spans now not just what happens at work, which happens all across their lives. And we're committed to that. We always have been committed to, you know, making people more successful and making sure people are empowered to do their best work. This gives us even more tools for that. And that even includes transforming workplaces and thinking about what our policies are going to be around COVID. But I have not yet met any of my colleagues who are upset about the expanded role and impact that we can have.
And what are your policies there, Bolt? Do you guys have a vaccination policy?
Well, given that we are currently all in mostly working from home right now, it's not as much of an issue. But as we start to open up offices, we'll put more of those things in place. You know, when we've had offsites or when team meetings, we've put together policies in terms of testing and vaccinations. But we haven't yet gone to the point where we're going to be opening back up. But that's something that's in the works right now.
And Jennifer, finally, you know, between people being allowed to work from home and working a 4-day work week, how many people, I mean, are people banging down your door wanting to work there as a result of this stuff?
I can tell you anecdotally that over the course of the last week, I've definitely had an influx of people reaching out saying, are you hiring? You know, here's my resume, things like that. Also, other chief people officers who are saying they're starting to hear more from their employees and asking me what they can do to kind of bring this to their organizations too. So, and that's our goal, to make this something that is broad, you know, widespread. It's not something that we just want to do at Bolt. We want to influence other companies to take this leap with us.
Well, maybe you can have a quiet word with the New York Stock Exchange and see, because as long as the markets are open 5 days a week, I think we're stuck in that mode. Jennifer, thanks for being here. Jennifer Christie, Bolt Chief People Officer. Appreciate your time this morning.